Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the Elfrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted. I have many of my co-hosts who are online from all over the world. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of you who have joined me. There are many people who are on the line listening to the Elfrida Love Show, the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, and on today we're going to have our top 15 Billboard Gospel artists. They are going to minister unto us through song. Amen. Praise God. We're going to listen to individuals like Bishop Paul Martin, psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, psalmist Tamela Mann, producer Kurt Franklin, psalmist Erica Campbell, and many, many more. We have 15 songs that we're going to spin tonight so that the Lord can spin us into a revelation where we will be able to receive and accept the word of God, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We're going to start by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to lie down last night, and you woke us up this morning. And then in our rising, Lord, you blessed us all day long, Lord, and you kept us safe up until this very present moment. And we ask, Lord, would something be said or done that would edify and magnify you on this particular ministry today, Lord? We ask, would you bless the host and the co-host and all of the listeners who are listening tonight, Lord? We ask, would you bless each psalmist, Lord, and would you give us a revelation where we may continue to make it through the week, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals and those who are coming out and those who are thinking about going in. We thank you for the praise reports. We thank you for the revelations, and we ask, would you continue to just hear our despairing cry and help us, Heavenly Father, to be the vessels and instruments that you would have us to be. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight, and we ask that all of the music played would administer at least until one soul, Lord. And we ask that with this particular ministry and the word of God, bring people closer unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And now the moment we've all been waiting for. We have 15 gospel artists who are going to really, really help us and encourage us on tonight. We're going to kick off this particular ministry, Love's Top 15 Billboard Artists, with first of all, Bishop Paul Martin, followed by psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, Too Close, followed by psalmist Tamela Mann, Take Me to the King, followed by producer Kurt Franklin, and then psalmist Erica Franklin, A Little More Jesus. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Elfrida Love.
And life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother.
tonight. All of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting.
You might be crying.
You might be crying.
You might be worrying.
You might be worrying. And frustrated too.
Thank you. Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings, your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me. How you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look back on my life, I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too low to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings, your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. And I thought about
try, but still my soul. If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired.
Where Jesus shines with love with Bishop Paul S. Morton. He says, be blessed. And he says, God has an answer. He says, you might be hurting. He said, but let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. And then he went to personal. He says, you can depend on me to pray for you. And he says, I'm going to keep on praying. How many of you are going to keep on praying? And on tomorrow, God's will, on your lunch break, I wrote this down, be sure to pray. Not only pray for yourself, but pray for your family and pray for your friends on tomorrow on your lunch break. Just say a little prayer, and I guarantee you your day will go a little bit better. Praise God. Then we hear from Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford. She says, too close to the mirror to see what God sees in me, while he showers down all of his blessings on me. And because of that, she says, I believe I'll run on and see what the end will be. That means don't give up. Keep running. When you get tired, keep running. Finish the race. Amen. Then we heard from Sister Tamala Mann, take me to the king. She said, the truth is I'm tired. Amen. You have no more tears to cry. She said, but still my soul refuses to die. Something in the inside has to tell you to keep pushing. Your heart is where God lives. And that's how people are able to make it every day. So take me to the king. And she said her heart is her offering. Amen. How many of you have offered up your heart or surrendered your heart into our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? And because you did this, Kirk Franklin, the producer, came up and said, if you're crying yourself to sleep, he says, that won't change anything. He says, but we need to get out of the way and let God take the wheel. Amen. We need to get out of the way and let God take the wheel. Then we heard from Sister Erica Campbell. She says, I need a little more Jesus. Amen. So when you're going through your day, and you feel like saying something you shouldn't say or doing something you shouldn't do, just think about this song. I need a little more Jesus. You can never get too much of Jesus. Amen. You can never get too much of Jesus. Trust me. Believe me. You can never get too much of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, as we move up in the ministry, I'm so excited. There are so many people on the line and so many people inboxing and saying how much they're enjoying the ministry. We're going to move a little higher and listen to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, so you would know. So you would know what? So you would know how much God loves you. Then we're going to hear from Psalmist Yolanda Adams, Never Give Up, followed by Psalmist Tina Campbell. She's going to give us a little snippet. It's going to be like a little commercial of this Destiny song. Then we're going to hear from Pastor Kim Burrell. That's what he's done. She's going to tell us what he's done. Then we're going to hear from Psalmist Tasha Cobbs, Break Every Chain. Amen. Everything that so easily distracts you. You are listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. And excuse me just a second.
Must I be a fence all around you? Oh, been my healer.
That's what he's done.
What you've done for me.
For me.
You've been my shelter.
That's what he's done.
Yes, you've done that for,
me.
And I want to praise you, though.
That's what he's done.
What you've done for me.
For me.
Oh.
Oh, that's what he's done.
What you've done for me. And I say, oh. Yeah.
in the middle of our journey, in the middle of our race on the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. We heard the song, "So You Would Know" by the Brooklyn Tabernacle. And God is asking, how many times must I bring you safely through the storm before you know just how much I love you? How many times does the Lord have to heal you? How many times does he have to deliver us and set us free before we know that he loves us? God says, didn't I wake you up this morning? I showed up when your bills were due, when the pain was racking your body. Didn't I send healing to you? God is our Father. He wants to give us everything that we need and everything that we want, as long as it's in the agreement of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That was "So You Would Know" about the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. There we heard from Sister Yolanda Adams. I couldn't hit those high notes with her, so I just listened. But she was singing "Never Give Up." She says, don't let your dreams die. You are almost there. You have to answer when you call. When the Lord calls you to do something, you have to answer, and you have to know the voice of God. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. When the Lord is calling you, you must be summoned unto him. If there's something deep inside that is inspiring you, then never give up on your dreams. Keep pushing. Then we heard a little excerpt from Sister Tina Campbell. She tells her story about her song, "Only Jesus Did It." She says, I'm forgiven and redeemed. I'm loved by the King. My past is behind me, and now it's my testimony. That is, only Jesus did it. And she's going to drop that particular song pretty soon. Amen. Then we heard from Pastor Kim Burrell, and she was singing "Thank You, Jesus." She said, he's done so much for me that I can't tell it all. And then she said, Jesus is on the main line. Amen. Tell him what you want. How many of you remember that song? Jesus is on the main line. That song right there. Tell him what you don't want. Amen. And she's telling you right. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Then we hear from Sister Tasha Cars. She said, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Amen. There is power. So when you need deliverance and power and healing and love, God is the answer. Amen. We are moving closer and closer to the finish line. We're going to hear from Sister Alexis Spite. She's singing "All the Glory," followed by Psalmist Anita Wilson, "Jesus Will," followed by the GMWA Choir, "Every Day is a Day of Thanksgiving." Then Sister CeCe Winans, "I Surrender." Then Pastor Dorinda Clark, "Nobody But God." You are listening to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. This is Dr. Alvita. Love.
I surrender my reason for me. Jesus will. Jesus will.
Thank you. for me. Every day he's touching me.
Give me power to surrender.
I'm so happy. I feel like this is a new year. Amen. Praise God. God says new blessings. He says new mercy and new glory is up on the people of God. So we finished out with Sister Alexis Spite. She says all the glory. We give God all the glory and all the praise. Then we heard from Psalmist Anita Wilson. She said Jesus will. What will he do? He will open up the doors. Why? Because he said he will. Then we heard an All 100, every day is a day of thanksgiving by the GMWA Choir. Amen. And every day is a day of thanksgiving. And speaking of thanksgiving, Thanksgiving is this month. But every day should be a day of thanksgiving because the Lord has done so much for each and every one of us. Then we heard from Sister CeCe Wine, and she says, I surrender. Amen. She said, on to Jesus, I surrender. How many of you are ready to surrender unto God and to be in agreement with God? Then we heard from Pastor Dorinda Clark Cole. She says, nobody but God. God performs miracles. He just amazes me every day, and I know that it was nobody but God. God always come through. There's never a time when I've called on the name of Jesus and he hadn't come through, amen? And so I believe and I trust in God, and I know that because I serve a true and living God, I know that everything is going to be all right. I want to thank all of these psalmist, for blessing us with their ministry, Bishop Paul Martin, Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, Psalmist Tamala Mann, producer Kurt Franklin, Psalmist Erica Campbell, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, Sister Yolanda Adams, Psalmist Tina Campbell, Pastor Kim Burrell, Psalmist Tasha Cobbs, Psalmist Alexis Spike, Psalmist Anita Wilson, the GMWA Choir, Psalmist C.C. Winans, and Pastor Dorinda Clark. We ask that the Lord will continue to bless them and their families and their anointing, and would they be able to spread this message abroad. We just ask God that the seeds be planted and that they fall on great ground, and that on the ground that they fall on, the Lord will continue to bless their ministries. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. God is very pleased. Amen. Praise God. God is going to bless. Amen. Praise God. Without further ado, I want to tell you that this is your opportunity. This is your chance to accept or reject our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You can accept or reject our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you want the Lord to come into your life, all you have to say is, Lord, I accept you. It's that simple, because God understands, just like he understands Jesus well. God understands when you need him in your life. God understands when we are lost. He understands when we're hurting, when we need healing. He understands when we're lonely. He understands when we need to be set free and delivered. God understands. If nobody else understands, God understands. And so what I want you to do tomorrow, God's will, at your lunch break, whatever time your lunch break is, I want you to pray unto God, and I guarantee you God will respond. I want you to pray unto God, and I guarantee you God will respond. Pray not only for yourself, but pray for your family members and your friends and the people around you during your lunch break. You don't have to have a long, elaborate prayer. God says Jesus' sweat works as well as a hallelujah prayer where you're shouting, because God is so good. Amen? So whatever level you're on with the Lord, God says pray. He says, bring your heart unto him, and he says he will do the rest. Amen. Praise God. This concludes Love's Top 15 Billboard Gospel Artist for today. And what I want to do is I want to go over some announcements then bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, media, production individuals, community leaders, anyone with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook AfreedaLove, that's AlFreedaLove, or Freedalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for each and every one of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those who you do not know. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure that you're in agreement with God. God is getting ready to do some great things to some people, and you have to be in agreement with God, and you have to be honest with God. And honesty is very important, ladies and gentlemen. You have to be in agreement, and you have to be honest with God. Amen. And you have to be ready to accept what the Lord is going to give you. Amen. Amen. Please take out your calendars. I know that you have your calendars already. Please take out your calendars. Look on December the 18th to make sure that you have the Big Talent Show in Bellmead, Texas, on December the 18th. December the 18th at 6 p.m. We're going to start running this particular ad in the newspaper. We're going to make flyers. December the 18th, we have many special guests who are coming from out of town, in town. We have many special guests, so December the 18th. Listen up, bosses, CEOs. Now listen, December 18th is a very special day for many people. First of all, it's a week before Christmas. Second of all, a lot of people, our kids get out early. And then third of all, a lot of people like to plan parties on December 18th. Listen, 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 listen. I need you at the Bellmead Civic Center at 6 p.m. On December 18th, because we're going to have some great people there and we're going to have some great talent there. Now, if you are planning a celebration, plan your celebration, your work celebration, before 6 p.m. Plan it at 2 o'clock. Plan it at 12 o'clock. Plan it at 4 o'clock, but don't plan it at 6 o'clock. December 18th, I need to see all of your faces at the Bellmead Civic Center. We already have a lot of people inboxing and asking about tickets and things of that nature. I am getting ready to promote those individuals who are actually in the talent show, and I'm also getting ready to run an ad in the paper so that other individuals will know as well, because I was ill and I did not get to put it in the paper. Praise God. But we are back in stride again, and we're ready to kick this thing off. So, December the 18th, all right, December the 18th, I need everyone to stop what you're doing. No, I'm just kidding. I need everyone to come to the Belmead Civic Center in Belmead, Texas. It's right outside of Waco. All right, I have a lot of people who are coming in, and I want to see your face as well. All right, with that being said, so you have your calendar, December 18th, 6 p.m., Big Talent Show, Big Belmead, Texas. Got it. Good. All right. Now I want you to go to hubpages.com. Hubpages.com. And it's actually afrita.hubpages.com. And you'll see Ms. Vivica Fox there. We have many articles about television and TV shows, celebrities, effective presentation, social life, teaching, personal life, activism, Christianity, radio, social issues. We have many different articles there that you may read. So be sure to read those particular articles. And then I'm going to add some more articles as well. So be sure to read all of those lovely articles, okay? All right. And I'm going to add more articles to this particular website. Now, if you go to AfridaLoveShow.com, AfridaLoveShow.com, you will see, first of all, feast your eyes on the Big Talent Show, December 18th at 6 p.m., Belmead Civic Center. It is on your right-hand side in blue and red ink. Be sure to check that out. Now, you are exactly on the homepage where it says welcomeafritaloveshow.com. You will see the number one gospel show, the number one gospel show in my house, amen, because it's the only show, so we're number one. All right, so you need a speaker. You just click on that button. Love is always the answer, ladies and gentlemen. Love is always the answer. You need a speaker here. Here's a bio. These are some affiliations of organizations that I'm in, so be sure to check that out. Also, if you go to Love Radio, you will be automatically connected to the radio station where we have all of these lovely people who come on the radio or the ministry and interview with us, okay? So you will have all of these lovely people. I have a commercial here for some reason. But you will see the radio station. You just scroll down, and you'll see some numbers, and you click on those numbers, and there are many shows from entertainers, celebrities, regular people, educators, authors, just a plethora of individuals. You will never be bored. If you want to leave a comment, be sure to do that in the comment box, just like Facebook, okay? You can leave a comment. I would love to hear your comments. Let's click back out, okay? All right. Of course, once again, there's the Big Talent Show. Here's the tutorial site if you need help in tutoring. Then here's my interview with the Hispanic Chamber, all right? I am actually the last person on this particular interview, so you can check that out. About the venue, this is an international radio, meaning that we travel. It's an outlet for conversation with people from all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events and things of that nature. We capture award shows, we capture music shows, we capture a lot of things, and we write about it as well. And so that's what type of ministry this is. Upcoming events, the Belmead, Texas, the Big Talent Show, all ages, Belmead, Texas Civic Center, huge talent show. We have poets, comedians, singers, dancers, and much more. Remember that this is clean music, and I'm going to tell the individuals they have to bring their own CD and to be ready, amen, to sing their songs or to perform their acts. All right. Here's some gospel artists in the industry. Please support all of these gospel artists. By far, this is not all of the gospel artists, but please support the gospel artists. Okay? Some links here. These are particular ways in which you can connect with me. There's the radio station again, some articles that we've written. There's the spiritual guy right there. Here is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is another business website that I have. There are many individuals who contact me, especially through radio or things of that nature. And so right here, I have a new friend, praise God. Okay, and I love to connect with you, especially if you're into business or if you're into radio. I would love to connect with you as well. And I want to welcome each and every one of you who are new to this particular ministry. I want to welcome each and every one of you, and thank you so much for connecting with me. Give me at least 8 hours to get back to you concerning the messages, and thank you so much for your patience. Okay? All right. Let's go back. Okay? Here are some of our consultants, and we're going to add many more. Speaking topics, here we go. With our speaking topics, cool classrooms, bullyproof in schools, control your metabolism, move something, five habits of successful people, motivating the team, your churches within the heart, relationship, religion, and relief. Now, I said those pretty fast, so if you go back to my website and go to speaking topics, you can see all of those innovative things in slow motion. You can see all of those topics, okay? Love's Author Corner, we're adding more books in health and human performance. We're adding some articles and things of that nature to health and human performance. On Tomorrow, God's Will, I am confirming an interview with Mr. Mark Everson. He is actually running for the Republican nomination for 2016, the president's. He's actually running for that. And so I'm going to confirm to ensure that he is still coming on the ministry on tomorrow. And so I need you guys to come back to the Love Lives Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I need you to come back on tomorrow. I need you to continue to be encouraged. I need you to continue to remember what I said as far as being in agreement with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to be in agreement in order to receive from God. It has to be in the will of God. It has to be agreeable with God. God has to agree. He is the sole proprietor. He has to agree with things that we do and things that we say and our needs and our wants, okay? I want to thank each and every one of you all for staying up this late listening to the Love of Jesus ministry. I have so many people still on the line. I want to thank you guys for staying up so late. I know that you were blessed by the music. I know you were blessed by the songs. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow at 5 o'clock, take care of yourselves and each other. This is Dr. Alfreda. Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lifts Up Jesus ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.